I don't know anybody with hard work. And I want our football team to have that mentality.
Strong work ethic and you're mentally tough, then you're going to get the job done. Have the opportunity to wear the purple and gold.
This is here is just to show that I'll compete at a high level, lead this team.
The constant sounds of construction fill the air in downtown Minneapolis. The noise of something big being built. But there was a monumental sound this week. The drills filling in the first seats inside U.S. Bank Stadium went in on Monday and signaled another major milestone as the opening of the stadium continues to get closer and closer. While they were just the first of over 65,000 seats to enter this new state-of-the-art stadium, it was a big day and a new chapter in the construction process. A few lucky fans were able to come inside the building and check out the seats firsthand to start envisioning what watching a game inside U.S. Bank Stadium will be like. A father and son who have a passion for cheering on the Vikings together and a family who have been attending games since the early days at Met Stadium.
Oh, I thought it was awesome. So cool. It was great.
It's nice to know that it's the first seats put in, that we got a chance to sit in them, and more roomy than the past seats. It was quite special.
These fans got a rare opportunity to go inside the construction and see the continued progress being made on a daily basis at U.S. Bank Stadium. While noticeable changes are constantly being made, there's still plenty to do with the opening just over a year away.
Well, we're past the 65% completion, and we're spending about $1.8 million each day. That's the burn rate on the construction project, and we've got 1,200 employees working two shifts to get the thing done. We're less than a year to go. July 29 of 2016, the Mortenson Construction will hand over the keys to the Vikings, and here we go.
The new home for the Vikings continues to take shape and become a landmark in the downtown Minneapolis skyline. With the fall and winter months quickly approaching, plenty of work is needed before making the final home stretch in the construction process.
Well, I think the biggest thing right now is we need the roof buttoned up by November 1st. The ETFE, the clear roof, has welds between the pillows, and the fabric doesn't work very well as far as putting it up for the first time below 40 degrees. So the key thing now, I would say, above everything else, is to making sure that building is buttoned up by that time.
They were a few small sounds, but some very important achievements taking place this week, with the first of the seats going into the new home for the Minnesota Vikings. The lucky fans who got to test out the view in the stadium all left amazed by what is taking place in downtown Minneapolis. U.S. Bank Stadium continues to take shape each and every day as the new chapter, new legacy, and new home for the Minnesota Vikings approaches.
It's been quite a ride and a lot of work and a lot of long nights, but it's looking pretty to be able to look out the window and see how far along we are and walk that site and see that, you know, it's going to be a reality soon. We're working here on getting the operations ready and the opening ready and making sure that the stadium is run in a really great manner for the fans and for the other events. So we got a lot going on.
You know, there's still a year to go, so we haven't really stopped to kind of catch our breath or reflect. I think we will in July of 2016 when it opens. We'll get a chance to take a breath, but it's been 12 years at the Capitol, 3 years since the past, you know, so we're at 15 years and counting that a number of us have been working on this project. But, you know, great things to come. Again, good feeling at the organization. Things are on an upswing. I think the stadium progress is really lifting the organization. It's very exciting. Everybody's chipped in and everybody feels the excitement that's coming.